This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll continue checking in with our local FFA members. The Lincolnwood FFA chapter received several awards at state convention this week, and a couple of their members are traveling out of state because of it. The first member we'll talk to this morning is Bryce Webb.
I'm the chaplain for the Lincolnwood FFA, and my role is to say grace anytime we meet up or at the banquets. But usually I do. I'm part of committees to help out the FFA. Usually we have a garden. I usually help out with the garden, or if we have any affairs or like the Wagner play, I help out with the Wagner play or anything that's active to FFA.
And obviously we're at state convention, so how are things going for you this week? And I understand that the chapter is receiving some awards. Pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. We are receiving the National Chapter Award. That's basically, like I said, with the FFA Garden Coat Drive or Kiss the Pig. It's all fundraisers. We raise money and put it to donations to Goodwill or the Panhandle Food Pantry. Any stuff like that, we just raise money and give it to them.
So will you be walking up on stage and accepting the award, or who will be doing that for the chapter?
Yes, I would be going across the stage and accepting the award. Usually, I think I'd be going up there 9 times today or any time of these 3 days.
Well, that's really exciting. Congrats. We're going to take a minute to talk with another chapter member. We'll be talking with Caleb Milberg. Caleb, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role for the chapter.
I am the Lincolnwood Chapter Vice President, and basically my role is just help out. Say the president's not there, I take over meetings, help with organizations, anything else like that.
One of several awards that the chapter is receiving at state convention is the Heritage and Co-op Award. That's pretty exciting, and you actually get to go on a trip because of that.
Yep. So we got the award for doing flags at basketball games, Veterans 5K, Veterans Breakfasts, a whole bunch of stuff for that, for the Heritage. And then the co-op was, like, say, the greenhouse, selling plants and all that fun stuff.
And the trip that you're going on, you're going to be traveling to Washington, D.C. here pretty soon?
That is correct. We're going to visit plenty of different museums, monuments. I think we're going to sit through a wreath hanging at the National Arlington Cemetery and the Holocaust Museum and a bunch of stuff like that.
Have you ever been to D.C. before, or will this be your first time?
This will be my first time.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
All right. Thanks so much, Caleb. Now we're going to be talking with a third member. We'll be talking with Bree Bowler. Bree, as I understand, you were a freshman. You'll be a sophomore this upcoming school year. So tell us about your role with the chapter.
I am going to be a green hand reporter, and I will be reporting all the contests and like what we win and everything like that.
Have you ever done anything like that before, any type of reporting or communication?
I have not, but I'm excited to try new things.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a great experience for you. You are actually traveling this summer as well, attending a leadership camp. So what are you expecting to do there, and where will that be held?
It's in Monticello, in Illinois, and I'm expecting to meet new people, create new friendships, and just learn more about FFA and what it's about.
Is anyone else from the chapter going with you, or is it just you?
My friend Stephanie Perrin is coming with me.
All right. Well, good luck. It sounds like a lot of fun. And now I'm going to throw it over to your advisor, Mr. Monty Elvidge. Monty, it was your first year back at Lincolnwood, where your stomping grounds for high school and where you grew up. How did things go?
It went really, really well. Kids responded to the way I like to do things, and we stayed pretty busy. We looked back, and we had a little over 30 different activities that the kids took part in, from community service to fundraising to FFA contests and competitions. So we're really busy and, yeah, we're pretty active.
Sounds like you're ending the year with a bang with all these awards here at state convention, so that's pretty exciting.
It is. Whenever you have active students that are willing to work hard and are dedicated to what your program is doing, you do win these type of awards. And the section banker's plaque, that's kind of a big deal. That leads to us being one of the national finalists for our program of activities, which is a pretty big honor in the FFA. It's one of those things you really judge your program, because it tells you all the activities you've done, and people recognize how much hard work and dedication the kids do put into it. So it is a really, really cool award, and we'll see what happens in Louisville, Kentucky this fall, see how we do at the national level.
Well, sounds good. It sounds like you've definitely got kids and students to be proud of. Anything you're looking forward to as you start school up again in August?
We just, you know, got a lot more kids. The program has grown a little bit, and it's just one of those things that we just start over. You know, every year it's the same type of situation. Get our record books done and get your community service committees formed. Get your CDE teams ready and go out and compete and do it all over again with a different group of kids, and most of them will be back. Almost about 95% of them will be back. So it's a really, really good thing. And the kids going to Washington, D.C., there's two boys going. It's a great opportunity for them. It's all expense paid. The local FFA alumni chapter, they each gave the boys a little scholarship of $150 each to go towards that trip. So they had some spending money out there. Really, I just hope to look forward this fall, maybe getting the alumni a little bit more active and raising some more funds to help promote more of these educational trips for these kids and make it a little bit more financially available for them, I guess.
Bryce Webb, Caleb Milberg, Bree Bowler, and FFA advisor Monty Elvidge. In other news, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue told lawmakers this week he may be the lone political appointment at the Department of Ag until September or later. Currently, 15 executive posts at USDA are vacant and await White House nomination. Perdue told the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee the names of nominees for six positions, including that of Deputy Secretary, have been sent to the White House, but that he's fearful none of them will be ready for Senate confirmation before the summer recess. Perdue blamed the slowness on the FBI and the White House Ethics Office. When asked about decisions being delayed due to lack of personnel in decision-making positions, Perdue said not many decisions are piling up, but he's tired of working 22 hours per day. Perdue himself waited nearly 100 days after being nominated before receiving Senate confirmation. In local ag news, the Macoupin County Master Gardeners will host a garden tour next Saturday, June 24th. The self-guided tour will open at 10 a.m. and end at 3 p.m. Private residential gardens in the Carlinville area will be featured on the tour. The gardens of Wanda and Jim Dixon, Ellen and John Eldred, Jim Call and Leola Still, Susan Tungate, Carmen and Bob Vercoglio, and Cinda and Carl Zeidler will be included in the tour. The gardens may be toured at the leisure of the ticket holders in any order that they like. Tickets are just $10 per person and can be purchased in advance at the Macoupin County Extension Office or at the Macoupin County Courthouse in Carlinville on the day of the tour. The tour benefits the U of I Master Gardener activities and the many other educational programs offered for the public. If you'd like more information, you can call 217-854-9604. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.